welcome back. And we have been on TanTalkNetwork.com for 16, let's see, we came on in 07, so we're in our 13th year, almost our 13th. We had our 13th anniversary, that's right, last week. Where am I? I've slept since then. So we are starting our 14th year on the air on this Sunday afternoon show, which we love that. That's amazing. And we just love Lola, the owner of the station, and everybody else here that works with us. And several years ago, I started engineering our own show in here in the control room, and that gives me the ability to just pull out a song and play it, and I love that flexibility. And we have that huge radio team. There's so many of you now, and I just value every single one of you that take turns and join me on Sunday afternoons. What a joy this radio show is to me. And we have a lot of our shows on our brand new website. Go to www.bohmglobal.com. That's what you're going to look for on YouTube also. You're going to go to youtube.com/ and then type in BOHM Global. Look for the BOHM. That is the lighthouse and the lights and the colored lights. That's how we distinguish it from others. Talk to us a moment, Betty, about the prayer line, please.
Well, we at Beacon of Hope believe in the power of prayer. Prayer changes lives. Prayer changes things. And one of the things that we have the privilege to do is to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, and whether no matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We, as quickly as possible, send out a prayer request to our prayer warriors. We agree in prayer, and we've seen a mighty move of God in these last few weeks. A lot of prayer requests coming across at our website, and we are so glad that God is answering prayer as He always has.
Yeah, amen.
People, He has to be awful busy with all the prayers that we're sending up, and everyone
that's what's so cool.
All around the world are sending up prayers. It's like, Lord, how do you do this? But please, if you have a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will go boldly and confidently to the throne for your request.
Amen.
If you would like to be a part of this mighty moving ministry, is please say, hey, please add me to your prayer list. I would love to join you in prayer. Again, say, add me. Send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And if you would like to help generate those prayers, say, I would like to help you. Please let me know what I need to do. And you can send that to prayers@bohmglobal. If Pastor Jim and I would love to love you to
love
join
to have
us.
Some help.
Need some help. Yeah, because it's...
Boy, there's a lot of prayer requests that go out.
Oh, there are. But you know what? It's a privilege for us to be able
it
to
is.
Do that, to be able to pray for those individuals that need prayer. And I do encourage you, no matter how big, we had a gentleman, I won't mention his name, but he was gravely ill, is now off of a ventilator.
Right.
He is on his own. He's still in dialysis. He's waiting for a liver transplant. He's ready. They're ready for him. So, you know, no matter how big, no matter how small,
amen.
God is answering prayer, and He's answering prayer for that young
amen.
Man waiting on that liver transplant.
Yes.
And I praise God for that. It's just, and there are many more that we could, you know, we could talk about today, but just because of lack of time, it's amazing what God is doing.
Amen.
Send those prayers, prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, Betty, for that. Wednesday nights we have, by the way, we have a new facility we're in. We've been in over a year now. We're very excited about it. It's at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point. I'll give you that address again, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. I haven't been making a big deal of inviting people to church since we have to keep it under 10 right now. So I haven't been mentioning that, but starting this Wednesday night, you can Zoom in with us for Bible study, and then on Sunday morning for the whole service, including all the music. It was all set up today. We're waiting on a new camera to arrive in a couple days for the Sunday show, the Sunday service, so that the music and all that will come across really well. Wednesday night, starting this Wednesday night at 6:30, if you would like to get an email and Zoom with us in Bible study, send me an email, and that is pastor@bohmglobal.com, or you can send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And say, I want the email for the Zoom link, and we'll make sure that you get that. So that's a brand new thing we're offering starting this week. We're very excited about that. So there's a lot of changes, a lot been going on, and it's all good, and it's just a blessing. And so if you're just now joining us in the second half of Living the Good Life, we're glad that you are with us. Grab your Bible. We're going back to 1 Peter chapter 5 in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to play this new song by Chris Tomlin, and it's entitled Jesus Loves Me. Love it. Because Jesus loves you, dear listener. So I want you to get this down on the inside of you.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I how can
I love that new song. That is great. Praise God. Jesus loves me. Why is that so important? We've been singing that since Sunday school, haven't we, as little kids? I have. I grew up in Sunday school. Nan, you and Betty. Betty, you didn't, did you? But Nan did.
Yes.
Right?
No. Yep. Oh, yes.
Right. And how important to know that Jesus loves us, you know, and that he really cares about this COVID calamity we're in, that he cares about all this suffering that's going on. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 5. Go ahead, Nan.
The point that God just inspired during that song, if I may read it, Jesus loves you so much, he gave his all just for you. Reach out to him with all of your needs. His love for you is so true. Reach out to him even now. He loves you so very much. He will help you in all things. You will feel his loving touch. You know, and there's nothing in the world like to feel the touch of Jesus in your life.
That's right.
You know, when you're having tough times or something's going on, you know, sometimes you feel like you can't even pray. Just say the name Jesus. Just the name Jesus. There's such power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know? And he loves us so very much.
Amen.
He's the best friend. He's my best friend.
And you know what? The devil likes to put all this fear, anxiety, and all these things on us. The devil is not your friend. The devil hates you. And I've said this for years, but I believe with all my heart. The devil hates Christians. He hates us because we love God. And I want us to look back at 1 Peter 5, and look again at verse 7, casting all of your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you. Who does? Not the devil. God cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Verse 8 of 1 Peter 5, be well balanced, be sober of mind. Okay, in other words, be on guard here. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, oh, there's your enemy right there. The devil roams around like a roaring lion. And since I'm in the Amplified, it says in fierce hunger. So a roaring lion in fierce hunger is waiting for somebody, right? Seeking someone to seize upon and devour. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to devour your mind. He wants to take your peace. He wants to take your joy. He wants to take that calm that you feel sometimes when you just know you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Verse 9, withstand him, the devil. Be firm in faith. Be firm in faith. I don't know how to say it more forcefully, so I'm going to say it again more forcefully. Withstand him. Be firm in faith. Against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined. I love that in the Amplified. I love all that. I'm going to say all that again. Are y'all ready? Verse 9. Withstand the devil. Be firm in faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. Knowing that the same sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christ throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts blessing and favor, who has called you to be his own. Eternal glory is what he gives you. He has called you to eternal glory. He will himself complete and make you what you ought to be. Establish and ground you securely and strengthen and settle you down. Betty?
I am here. One of the things I've been using my Bible app, going to different versions, and one of the Message Bible says, keep a cool head.
I love that. Yeah, love that.
Stay alert, because that's what the devil is going to do, is he pounces, and he would like nothing better than to catch you napping.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah. And one of the things that we have the power. God gave us that power to say to the devil, resist him and he will flee from you.
Yeah.
That's not a big, long prayer of any kind. It's just, get thee behind me.
Yeah.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He has to leave. The name of Jesus he trembles in his boots when he hears the name Jesus,
mm-hmm.
because he knows that we are believers, that we're believers in a living God, and that eventually, that he has eternal and glorious plans for us,
mm-hmm.
and we will have
yes.
you put together and on your feet for good, because my Lord God, he gets the last word. Yes, he does.
Amen.
So that's what we have. We have so many promises to stand on.
Right.
One of the things is that God is for us.
Right.
And I want him on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And he is on my side. He is in front of me, beside me, and behind me. And the Holy Spirit. Our battles are not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in dark places. And
yes.
that's where he wants to take us, is into the dark places. And we will not stand for it. We will
right.
stand and stand firm. So,
amen.
Praise God for his word and his promises.
You preach it, BT. All right. Nan, talk to us. Got some preachers on here today. Woo, baby. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, you know, we just, we need to be vigilant, you know. And as Betty was saying, we need to resist Satan, and he will flee. That's the word of God. It says that. We'll resist, he'll flee. And we can rest in the peace of Jesus Christ as we resist Satan. You know, God just gives us such peace in the midst of whatever's going on, you know? I mean, I can reflect back. I was kind of last week reflecting back on some things that God saw me through back, you know, 25 years ago. And he gave me peace. And people that saw me, I wasn't so great or anything like that. I simply was trusting him. He was giving me poems in the midst of everything. It was pretty cool, you know. But he gave me peace.
Right.
It wasn't always all the time. You know, I mean, there was time God gave me peace. Please give me peace in a situation. You know, then I started getting off into worry and the fear and what's going to happen. Oh, no, no, no. Settle back down and just let him give you that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give it, you know, the word of God says it gives us a peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
And that's what we need. And that's what we need now. That's what our society needs now. They need peace. You know, every time I'm at my parents' house. The news is on constantly.
That's alarming.
It is. But I'm not hanging there all the time, you know. But,
yeah.
but it's like, it's just, you know, people are just so caught up in it. And it feeds more fear and fear and fear
it
and
does,
fear
it
as you
does,
hear and
yeah.
hear and hear and hear.
Yeah, sure.
When you need to pull yourself aside, flip
yeah.
it off a little bit, spend some time in the Word, pray, praise God, and listen to the music, and get yourself refocused again. You know, and to realize what really is in control.
Exactly. And, you know, that goes along with the next thought I was already having, and that is we need to ask ourselves, okay, what do we want to dwell on? You know, parents, I have kids that have young kids, and my grandkids, and they are very careful, both sets of these kids of mine, to make sure that they allow their little boys time to learn songs and so forth on TV, but they don't give them a whole lot of screen time, okay? They give them some for education, but it's educational, right? But they are telling them all the time that they love them, that God loves them. They're teaching these little boys to pray, okay? They are teaching them that they are safe with them as their parents, right? And guys, what do we believe? What do we listen to in our head? Like Nan said, sometimes we listen to the news too much, right? Some of it's fine, but you know, over our heads, some of it is too much when it gets in us. Hebrews 13:6. I want to go there real quick. And this is what this verse says. So we take comfort. We take comfort. You can have comfort today. And we are encouraged. You need encouragement? And confidently and boldly say. What is it we say? See, what we say tells everything about what we believe. Okay? What do you say? Do you say, oh, this is going to get us? I'm we're going down for the count. We're never going to be able to go to the beach again. We're never going to this. We're never going to be doing that. What do you say about the circumstances in your life? Hebrews 13:6. So we take comfort. We are encouraged. And we confidently and boldly say. Okay, what do we confidently and boldly say? The Lord is my helper. Say it with me, Betty Nan. The Lord is my helper. Come on.
The Lord is my helper.
Yeah, he's my helper, right? I will not be seized with alarm. Say that with me, Betty and Nan. I will not be seized with alarm.
Okay?
It's easy to be seized with alarm. The rest of that verse says, what can mere man do to me, right? But you know what? In this big pandemic we are facing, it is easy to be seized with alarm. It is easy to think we will never return to quote unquote normal. It is easy to have lost our comfort and our encouragement. And a lot of us probably are not saying the Lord is my helper all the way through this. And I'm going to read that again. Hebrews 13:6, audience, write it down. Start confessing this. Put it on your mirror or in your visor of your car so we take comfort. And do it this way. I take comfort. Make it personal. I take comfort and I am encouraged. Say it with me, Betty and Nan. I take comfort.
I take comfort and I am encouraged.
Amen. I take comfort and I am encouraged. And I confidently and boldly say, come on. And I confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Come on.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper. I'll not be seized with alarm. The Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. Nan, did you start to say something?
Yes, I did. Y'all probably saw this on Facebook because we all know this person. But I saw on Facebook it was such a beautiful, beautiful sight. And I'm thinking about God holding us and loving us and talking to us and letting us know everything's going to be okay. A beautiful, beautiful mother that we all know, holding her beautiful child, singing to him.
Yes.
And as she was singing to him, he's very young, very, very young, was trying to sing with her. And I'm like, this is so cool. I go running to my father, Dad, look at this. Check this out, man. You know, it was like 7:30 this morning. We were both up. Check this out in this closet. I'm going to call Bradley and see if they sing to my grandson, you know.
But so you're talking about my beautiful daughter-in-law in Texas.
I am, yes.
Candy McAllister, yes. My son Mark's wife. And my youngest grandchild, which is the 9th grandbaby for me out of 13, the 9th boy, I mean, and the youngest, and Reese John is about 13 weeks old. And the Facebook post, if you go to Candy McAllister, and that's spelled MC A, you will be able to see this little post. And it's only 29 seconds long. What did it do to you, Betty? We heard what it just did to Nan.
Well, first of all, I had just typed a prayer request for a little baby that was born prematurely.
Yeah.
And I saw that. And I just, Jesus, kids, and animals just make me cry like a newborn baby.
Right.
Is that she was singing songs of joy to him, and he was eating it up.
He was singing.
I mean, his face, he was singing, you know, in his little way. And I could just see the smile and the tears that ran down Jesus' face.
Yes.
Because even the little babe praised him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I mean, I loved it. I liked it. I mean, I sent a heart with it, with flowers, because
I think I've played it 15 or 20 times just watching my grandbaby.
Isn't it beautiful? It just shows you that what we as parents and as grandparents do is that if they hear us repeating negativity or that we bring anxiety into the home,
right,
is that our children and grandchildren see this.
Amen.
But once you bring in peace, you bring in tranquility, you bring in that comfort to let them know that, you know, we are covered by the blood of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and We pray with them, you know, in the morning before they get up. We pray with them at night before they go to bed. They hear praise songs maybe during the day. They hear the word of God as we're praying it during the day.
Amen.
So it gives them peace along with us. But how that does is it keeps that fear at bay.
That's right, it does.
It keeps that worry at bay.
Yes.
Because you are bringing positive reinforcement to your kids, to your grandchildren, to your spouse, to yourself, and or to whoever lives in your household. That peace just follows you right along.
Amen.
as you go throughout your day. We used to say this in children's church, junk in, junk out.
Right.
But if you put the good in, the good comes out.
And you know that when, I mean, my daughter-in-law, both my daughter-in-laws are so precious to me. They're my daughters, really. And I tell you, watching my daughter-in-law, Candy, do that, worship, and Reese at 12, 13 weeks, sing with his mommy. I tell you, mm-hmm. it goes all through you. What do you mm-hmm. believe, dear ones? Listen to this. Jesus, I believe. Love it. Big Daddy Weave. Glad you're with us today, living a good life. God bless you.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality.
Amen. Do you believe? Dear one, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Do you believe that God sent Jesus to this world to point and show us the Father? Do you believe that God allowed Jesus to die on a cross for your sins and sicknesses? Do you believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead? That's all Romans 10, 9, and 10. And if you do believe, then all that's left is to confess that with your mouth and say, I believe all of that. I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and I accept you now, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. Come and live on the inside of me. If that's what you believe and that's what you confess with your mouth, that is called salvation. And salvation is the best thing in all the world that could happen to you. Because that means that one of these days, you will be in heaven with Jesus for all eternity. I want to go to Matthew 14. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men plus a bunch of women and kids in Matthew 14, which is probably around 15, 20,000 people at least, with just five little loaves and two fish. I talked about it on the Facebook post this morning. He sent the disciples to go get in their boat and go to the other side of the lake. And he went up to pray because he needed time to be with his Father and talk to him. And in the middle of the night, it says here in about verse 25 of Matthew 14, at the fourth watch, which was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., because they had the night divided into three-hour segments, Jesus came walking on the water. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said, it's a ghost. And they screamed out in fear, with fright. Sometimes, guys, we just get so scared, we scream out. It may be you wake up in the middle of the night with a bad dream, a nightmare. Or maybe it's during the day and you're listening to too much news and you scream out in fear. Verse 27, instantly, Jesus spoke to them and said, take courage. Take it. You say, how can I take it? I don't even know where it is. God has it. If you know him as your personal Lord and Savior and he lives on the inside of you, he wants you to take courage because it's a gift that he wants to give you. Take courage, he said to them. I am. That's what he said to Moses, remember? When Moses said, well, who are they going to say sent me? He said, I am. Book of John has seven things that Jesus says he is. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I don't know if I got them all there. I'm the light of the world. There's seven of them. I am. Peter answered, said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come on, Peter, come on, get out of the boat. So Peter got out on the boat, walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But, verse 30. But when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And as he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me from death. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind stopped. It ceased. And those in the boat knelt and worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Nan? Are you there, Nan?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. You know, that is, in reading that, I mean, that is so, we can just apply that so much to our lives, you know.
So we
get out of the boat, we start trusting God and Jesus and say, okay, we can do this. And then when we see the waves of life come against us, we maybe give up a little bit on our faith that we don't quite, you know, keep it strong like it needs to be strong. But Jesus is there to help us with that. You know, one thing I want to say, I think Peter's always got a bad rep on this situation.
I think so, too.
because I've heard people talk about, well, if he wouldn't have, he shouldn't have done, you know, but we at times do that in our own spiritual
Absolutely.
Life.
Yeah.
We do the same thing.
Yes.
Don't pick on Peter.
Yes. We do the same thing. Yes, I agree with you. Betty, talk to us about Peter and about this.
Well, you know, I've always given Peter credit. At least he tried.
He tried. Exactly. Yes.
He tried. I mean,
he didn't drown. He didn't drown.
But he knew that at least he heard God's voice. You know, the Lord offered his hand. He got out of his comfort zone, which was at that boat at that time. But I have to give him credit. The dude tried. And
I agree.
I know that sounds simplistic, but at least he tried. And then once he tried it, and then, yeah, you know, okay, then those feelings of inadequacy, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to drown. You know, he just lost enough faith that he sunk. But Jesus was right there to pull him out, put him right back in the boat. The wind ceased, and he says, truly, you are the Son of God. That's what's going to happen at the end of all of this COVID-19 calamity, is that we are going to see that God
Amen.
Truly
Amen.
Is, that he is the Son of God.
Yes.
Because he will deliver us. Yes, there may be loss, but God is still with us.
God
is for us. And I truly believe with all of my heart is that we are going to see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ through all of this, and that we just have to have faith. We may have to step outside of our comfort zone every now and then, but please trust and believe that Jesus Christ is with you. He is for you. If he is for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Step outside of that boat. Take a chance that you know that Jesus is there, because he is. Don't let Satan deter you of doing what he wants you to do, even during this, you know, quarantine phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. God is going to see you through, and we are going to truly see that Jesus Christ is Lord through all of this.
Absolutely. And
I believe.
I agree. And I, going back to verse 26 of Matthew 14, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. I mean, this was a miracle right before their eyes, and they were scared. And I think so often we get scared when we see God moving in people. We, in a service, we see God healing people. We see God touching people, and they may come up for prayer. They may fall down under the power of Almighty God because the anointing is so strong. There was such a strong anointing today at Beacon of Hope. And we are not laying hands on people right now because of the COVID, but we did pray for several situations. And the presence of God was so very strong. And what Jesus says to these disciples here in verse 27 of Matthew 14, instantly he spoke to them and he says, you know, what are you doing? Crying? What's the matter with you? No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't berate them in any way. He positively says in verse 27, take courage. That means courage is there. We just have to take it. And then he follows it up with, I am. Stop being afraid. Verse 27, Betty, instantly he spoke to them saying, take courage. I am. Stop being afraid. Betty?
Well, he, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he wanted them to know that he was there.
Yeah.
And I wonder if sometimes, Pastor Marcia and Nan, if sometimes that their faith just kind of failed a little bit, that they knew who he was, but they had started to see miracles come forth. And that's what happens with us, is that what you were mentioning, is that when we start seeing miracles, it's like, wait a minute, is this true? You know,
right.
You know, we begin yeah. to doubt.
Yeah,
and that's
we do.
That's what Jesus said, take courage.
Yeah.
I am who I say I am.
I am.
And he doesn't get And it's just like in that poem at the very beginning of the show that Nan gave.
Yeah.
It was peaceful.
Yes.
It was tranquil.
Yeah.
It
beautiful.
It brought peace to, and that's how God talks to us. He doesn't berate us. He didn't berate the disciples then. He didn't berate Peter. He just wanted them to, he just was trying to tell them with the strength that he gives, take courage.
You know, I think this is important that we talk about how God yes. feels towards us, because yes. I think so many people get into this mindset of thinking God's mad at them all the time about yes. their yes. lack of faith. You want to continue with that concept, Betty?
If you don't mind.
Please.
Sometimes you can't shut me up, but...
No, go ahead.
One of the things that we have to understand is that God gives us what we talked about, you talked about, he gives us a free will. He gives us a choice to make. But with the plans that he has for us, is that if we follow him, just like the disciples did, and we take courage, we don't lose faith, and we do what he asks us to do, that we have nothing to fear.
Right.
If he tells us to be still, I'm a very, I like to talk a lot, but if we're still yeah. and we're rest
yeah.
under the shadow of the Almighty, he protects us and keeps us safe.
Yeah.
And that's Psalm 91. And we have to understand that when Peter stepped outside of that boat, that I know he had that precious man had to be trembling in his boots
mm-hmm.
because they started to see exactly who God was.
Yes.
If we will sit
yes.
back, be still.
Yes.
And
amen.
Watch what God is doing now around the world, not just in our own little world, but around the world, we will see his mighty hand, his righteous right hand.
Amen.
Taking control of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Satan meant for harm, God is going to turn around for good. And we're starting to see testimony after testimony come about that how God was with them through all of this. Even people who were on ventilators, they knew that God was with them because they felt his presence.
Yes, praise God.
And this, I mean, it sends goosebumps down my arms because, yes, this is a invisible enemy. But we know what? That invisible enemy is not going to last because our God reigns.
Our God
is alive, and he is in his word is alive, and it's active, and it's powerful. And that's where we have to have that same courage that Peter had when he stepped outside of that boat. We've got to hold on, and we've got to hold tight to that courage. We've got to hold on to our faith and do not let it slip. Do not let the enemy get a foothold into your life.
Right.
Stay in the word. Praise God. Worship God more than you ever have before. And these now, probably between all these last few months and weeks, many surrender moments, because I could give in to fear, but I refuse. I refuse
we
to give in to fear because I
it.
Know that my God reigns.
Amen. Hebrews 13:6, and I'm coming to you, Nan. So take courage. Take comfort. Let me start over. Hebrews 13:6. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. People out there in Radio Land, say it right now. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is,
the
my,
Lord is my helper.
I will not be seized with alarm. Come on, say it. I will not.
Seized with alarm.
Amen. Okay, the Lord's my helper. I'm not going to be seized with alarm. We're not going down for the count. People, when you can't think of anything else to pray, say his name, the name above every other name, Jesus. The name Jesus. Say it over yourself. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're scared. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, over your body, over the things you hear and the things you're thinking about. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind before you go to sleep. plead the blood of Jesus over your children and grandchildren and everybody around you. Plead the blood of Jesus and say the name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, oh, give me Jesus. Of this world, oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. In the morning when I rise, when I lay my head down. Yeah.
Just give me Jesus.
Praise God. Lord, we want you. We need you. Lord, we're nothing without you.
It's all I need. It's all I need. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Lord Jesus, come and invade us. Come and transform us into the people that we need to be. Change us in your image. Cause us to desire you like we've never desired you before. Cause us to need you, because we do, God. We need you. Oh, how we need you. Lord, I just ask right now that there would be a transformation from the inside out in everyone who listens to this show. Let them have a change of heart. A heart that says, God, I need you. Give me Jesus. When I'm lonely, give me Jesus. When I'm afraid, when I'm worried, when I'm full of anxiety or doubts, Lord, I just need you, Jesus. Give me the right place to turn in my Bible. Help me to find the right song to be encouraged by. Oh, God, I just need you. I need Jesus. Let this be the cry of our hearts, mighty God. During this awful time of pandemic, Lord, we need Jesus. We need you to invade our space. Move into our hearts. Comfort us, reassure us, remind us of your great love for us. We want to grow in you, Lord, from this experience. We want to be on fire, souls on fire for you. We don't want to be just getting by, just barely knowing a little bit about you, but we want to know you. We want to know you, mighty God, and all that you have for us to learn about you. We want to magnify you in our lives. We want our minds to be full of the word, our hearts to be on fire, our bodies to be healed and strong. And Lord, so we pray for every listener that you would anoint their ears to hear the truth and bless us. And you have blessed us this time we've been together. Praise your holy name. Amen and amen and amen. Talk to us, Betty.
Lord God, you are so wonderful. You are magnificent that you love us with an everlasting love. And, Lord, I thank you for lighting the way in this dark time because, Lord God, I depend on you not only for salvation but for day-to-day peace and provision. You are the only stronghold we need. We look to you instead of the world for guidance.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
And I just thank you, Lord God, that you have heard our prayer, that you have heard our words, that these people have heard our word, their words of encouragement.
Amen.
The words that have helped them to get through this dark time. And I just thank you, Lord God, that if they need prayer, please send us a prayer request, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will go and take that request to the Lord because our God answers prayer.
Amen.
And I just thank him and praise him for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, I'd like to just end out my part here with a two-verse poem. This, Jesus is with you all the time. You need to believe that this is true. Know that he loves you so much. Know that he is always with you. He's the best friend that you can have. He will never leave you alone. He will undergird you with strength, and it is he who will make you strong.
That's beautiful. Praise God. Thank you, Nan. Final thought. Nan, is that your final thought, or do you have something else you want to add?
I just encourage the people to go just pick Matthew and go through and read it and write down. I've journaled in my journal, write down when he would do miracles. And that way I can look back in my journal and very easily and quickly and see all the miracles that he performed.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Nan Watson, and hope that you will be right here in the studio with us soon and back at church.
Amen.
And hopefully that will happen soon. Betty Thomas, talk to us.
Well, again, out of Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. No matter what lies ahead, we can rest assured that the Lord himself will go before us. Through every trial we face, rest with confidence that God walks with us. Draw close to him, and he will draw close to you.
That's great. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Betty Thomas, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Nan Watson right here in good old Lutz, Florida.
Good old
Lutz.
Good old Lutz.
Yeah, good old Lutz. Beacon of Hope right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we're glad that you have been a part of this show with us today. This will be up on podcast sometime the next day or two, but the YouTube will be on in just a couple minutes. When I hit the final button here, it will be youtube.com/Tantalk Radio. You can find the show right there. youtube.com/Tantalk Radio, and that's where we are, so you can find that, and then it'll be up on our own YouTube page right away in the next few days. Again, if you want to join us for Bible study or Sunday morning service, we will start zooming this Wednesday night at 6:30, so let us know on that, and we'll make sure you get the link to join us Wednesday night and also Sunday morning at 10 a.m. This has been an amazing show. The presence of God has been extremely strong, so beautiful. Just love it, what God has done here. I mean, it is just amazing. So praise God. Betty, did you have something else you wanted to add? Or go ahead.
No, ma'am, just I love you both, and I'll see you soon.
Yes.
See you soon, Betty.
Yeah, we're expecting that. So
we are expecting that.
All right, that'll be good. Praise God. God bless you both. If you have a prayer need, remember what Betty said, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send it in, and we'll pray for you. God's moving.
Yeah.
Got to play this some more for you as we go out today. See you next week, 3 o'clock. God willing, and the creek don't rise. See ya.
Amen.
Amen.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. All this world, give me Jesus.